everybody just stop what you're doing and just hear my welcome to everyone coming to the lockdown edition of Fans of Patrol. It is Fans of Patrol time. My name is Montego Bradley. This week, my co-host.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, and I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything there, man.
Not party animal is what you should have said.
Nah, yeah.
Because of the movie we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
This week, y'all, we're doing Dwayne's Choice.
Yep, it's on me.
Yeah, he brought this to the table. The Wrong Missy.
The Wrong.
And that was kind of wrong for Fans of Patrol, the regular show. So we said we could do anything on lockdown. So let's take it to lockdown, man. I mean, not that it's like, you know, we normally don't do goofy comedies on the main show.
Right. Yeah.
I think the goofiest comedy we ever did was probably Clue, you know, or something. And that was a classic, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we brought this to lockdown, man. This movie, 2020 TV Mature.
Yep.
You can get this on Netflix, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for your Netflix subscription. 1 hour, 30 minutes, so that's cool.
Oh, yeah, that's all good.
Movie stars, it's a Happy Madison production.
Yep, Adam Sandler.
Yeah, so it's David Spade and Lauren Lapkus. You might remember her from
Spider-Man, right?
I thought it was Spider-Man, but it's Jurassic Park.
Okay, was she in Jurassic Park?
She was in the new Jurassic Park, the little lady that was working the controls, and the guy tried to kiss her when they was evacuating.
Oh yeah, yeah, she kept.
Yeah,
this isn't the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, no, not the moment. She said I had a boyfriend.
Oh, that is right. Yeah.
She shut him down like a sauce. So anyway, man, this is a comedy. So you ready to roll, man?
Oh yeah, let's get it.
All right. So before we hit it deep, let's hit one word. One word, smooth. What you got?
Damn. I'm gonna say waterboyish.
Waterboyish.
Yeah.
I'll give that to you for one word. That's,
yeah,
you skating syllables. You skating us the side on that one. I'm gonna say goofy.
The
movie was goofy as hell. I did not want to watch this. Y'all know I'm not a comedy yucker upper.
Yeah, you don't like to laugh a lot.
Not really. I'm too serious, Dwayne. I must get free. I have to get out of this place. Anyway, but. I sat there one day and I was like, why is it that Dwayne want to do this damn movie so much? And so I said, let me look at it. And I said, let me look at a few minutes of it. And then next thing you know, it was over.
Yeah, you watching the whole thing. Yeah.
And at first I was like, oh no, Dwayne, what you getting me into? You know, and then it tapered off a little bit. So yeah. we'll get into it. Okay. So let's hit those spoilers before we hit it deep. And let's get into this movie directed by Tyler Spindell. Also had some you know what, Jeff Pearson in it, and what's his name, Rob Schneider, with a very small role,
very small, kind of insignificant, kind of didn't really need it, but hey,
but one of the biggest stars, in it. It's not full of like major stars.
Right.
So man, movie starts in a bar, you know, a trendy bar.
Okay.
And you know, David Spade plays Tim Morris.
Right.
And Tim is there on a blind date. And they do the text thing, which I kind of like when movies do the text thing and actually show you the text bubbles
right
next to him. Sometimes it has to be in the right spot, Dwayne.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes it's like, why am I seeing that? You know, you could just, I don't know, have him read it out loud, you know. Anyway. So the person he's texting with is his date, and they're saying that they're there, and you know, I'm here in a blue dress at the bar next to whatever. So you know, he walks up, and it's a hot Latina woman, you know, or she's either Latina or she's a Samoan, but she's next to a Jason Momoa lookalike.
Yeah, she's next to Aquaman, double
right,
double stuntman. He walks up and. He, of course, he says, hello, I'm your date, and, you know, I'm sorry, I got to steal her away from you, dude. And dude looks at him like, what's wrong with you? This is my wife. She's pregnant also.
It gets heated. He's about to beat the hell out of him. And,
David Spade says he's going to cause a scene.
Well, before he beats the hell out of him, the real date shows up, and she looks nothing like this woman.
Nothing.
So, Lauren Lapkus plays Missy, and she walks up, and she is a goofball. I mean, everything about her, the way she stands, the way she moves, the clothes she wears, she's kind of olive oil-ish, like gangly.
Right.
She's tall, and she always has these excited, crazed, big eyes, you know?
Right.
And she is a nut.
Oh, yeah.
Let you know quickly.
Yeah.
She, because she starts talking all that shit. She starts what, going off at the guy across, you know, the
well,
yeah. thing.
Well, she goes off on him. Well, she doesn't go off on him, but she says he gets an A for showing that he has testicles. And then she asks him, like, how old are you? You 65?
She said he got on a blonde wig, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right, though, yeah.
Dude, outrageous behavior that I thought that it was not going to work. I was like, no way this is going to work. This chick is going to get on my nerves so bad. Because normally when you have characters like this in a movie, yeah. they're only in it for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like somebody that somebody met. They're like, yeesh. But no, she's the star.
Right.
Jeez. And, man, quickly she show you how off the hook she is when she tell a dude, stop eye fucking me. You know, right. And I'm like, whoa, the whole restaurant. I mean, she's hollering this. And now the Jason Momoa look like want to beat the hell out of her and him.
Well, yeah, well, she said, my boyfriend's going to beat your ass. Yeah. He's like, no, I'm not. So he excuses himself and goes to the bathroom, which is where he's trying to exit. This is what killed me, though. When he's trying to get out the window from the stall, and she slides up under
the
bathroom.
The pissy on the floor.
Even though that bathroom did look pretty clean.
Dwayne.
But still, yeah. Dwayne. Yeah, I know.
It's a public bathroom.
It's a public bathroom.
I'm not laying my back and my hair and everything on the stall floor. Right. And she was like a straight psycho, man. Psycho wasn't even the name of it, man. You know, and she didn't get that he was like trying to escape because he lied immediately and said he was going to meet her outside. Right. And, you know, then she's just like so inappropriate. You know, we're going to fuck, you know, blah, 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 blah. You're like, God damn, this girl is she's unbelievable. And I'm still saying to me,
right,
it's not working.
Okay.
I'm like, damn.
How is this going? Yeah.
But I'm like, no, this is still not working. Nobody is this full blown throttle crazy. You know, she's like the craziest ex-girlfriend you ever want to have. Right.
Right.
So he falls out the window. He convinces her to, you know, that they're cool, but she says she was getting kicked out because she showed him the big ass crazy knife, Sheila.
Yeah, yeah.
That she keeps. I mean, that knife was like big as my arm, man.
It was.
Oh my God.
I wonder where she kept it. Well, she said she kept it in her purse.
And that was all a joke because, right. Yeah, her purse was a small little thing, but right. She got this huge knife, you know. So he falls out the window, breaks his leg. She comes out there. She says that she's some kind of like physical therapist.
Right.
Pops his leg. His leg was completely turned the wrong way.
Right.
And then they do what? 6 months later. So now we get to the office. Right. And everything kind of calms down at this point because she's out of the picture.
Yeah.
But it's still, they got nice, mildly funny moments in this. Mm. The HR guy, Nate, that dude, at first I thought he was going to get on my nerves, but he didn't. Dude. So the premise here is he knows everybody's passwords, and these idiots are so stupid that they use the same passwords for their home. So he's just...
I kind of do that.
Goddamn, Dwayne. You can't. This movie should have taught you something, dude.
Right, it did. That's what I'm changing my shit.
Because yeah. The dude spies on everything that Tim does. I mean, and he doesn't even spy. He said, "Man, this is their own fault. You don't change anything." So he like responds to things before he can. You know, he's like,
"Oh, he knows." Yeah, he's like, what do you call it? The Oracle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he knows everything.
But he's his best friend,
right?
And he wants him to succeed.
Yes.
So there's a. The movie does a good job at catching you up what's happening real quick right here. Mm-hmm. There's a hot chick in the office named the Barracuda. Don't nobody like her because she's a shark. She devours everything.
She is nice looking too.
Yeah, she is nice looking. I think she's about the best looking one in the whole film. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Just like, you know. So anyway, so she's there and he's up for a promotion. They're up for the same promotion.
Right.
And he has to go to a business trip. So he leaves. And so I like the best friend.
Yeah. Also, but you also got to, he was engaged to a female.
One of his office mates.
One of his office mates. And she broke up with him for a douche.
And now she's with another office mate.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Right.
So anyway, yeah. And he has her picture on the screensaver. Right. The friend is like, man, you got a picture on your screensaver? She's on your cell phone screensaver. Right. He's obviously hasn't gotten over it, but he's dating.
Right.
So he goes on a trip. He bumps into a lady. They get their things all mixed up. The bags look exactly the same. Right. He tries to get on his plane. He can't get on the plane. He tries to go find her. She's looking for him. Boom. They hit it off. Sparks. It's the perfect lady for him.
And guess what her name is?
Missy.
Missy or Melissa, I'm sorry.
Right, but everybody calls me Missy.
Everybody calls
me. Doesn't hit him because he probably wanted to block the other Missy out so bad he probably didn't even think about it no more.
Right.
And but the best friend did say in the first scene, you know, you had one bad experience with that psycho chick.
Right. Get back out there.
Get back out there. Right. Yeah. So they hit it off. Next thing you know, smooth. They in the closet. They about to. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, whoa. But goodness, he about to get it. I'm like, damn, this is moving quick.
Right.
Right out of the airport, dude. Yeah. They couldn't screw.
Right.
her plane was coming, but they exchanged numbers. They happy, he happy.
Right.
He waits about a day, almost a day.
Almost a day. And he texts her. Well, and, he thinks he texts her.
Well, don't ruin this move. Right. So he texts her, like you said, mm-hmm. and she says some stuff that was like, she said something mildly, like, almost out of the character, but he didn't know the lady that well.
Right.
You know, and he was like, huh. You know, she said, well, I've been waiting for you to call, Beefcake, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's what it show was. Beefcake.
And
yeah,
maybe Beefcake. The lady would say that. Right. Maybe she wouldn't. It was a little weird, but he kind of liked it. He was like, ha, 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 you know. Right. And then later on, like you said, when he was in bed, show me that yang, and, you know, and he's doing it, and, you know, and it's weird. It should have hit him because everything was kind of like, whoa.
Right, yeah, where did this personality come from? Right.
There was like no regular responses in that.
Right.
So anyway, man, he's on cloud nine. He goes to the office. His boy already seen the pictures of his yang. He comes in and tell him, man, David, you got to stop taking dick pics, man. I'm like, this dude is all in his stuff. Man.
Right. That was crazy. He's like, dude, he's like, is the pubes coming out of your wiener or is it the other way around?
You know something? Normally stuff like that is not funny to me. Right. Dick joke, fart joke, stuff like that. I don't care about that. It doesn't make me laugh. But it was funny in this one because it wasn't so trying to slap you in the face with the joke.
Right.
Anyway. So the guy already stalked her. Not Tim, but Nate had a full breakdown of her whole history.
Right. He's like, dude, she was Miss Such and Such. She's a two collegiate athlete. She graduated high in her class.
She was Miss Maryland.
Miss Maryland, right.
Right. And so he's the man. Like, his best buddy is happy.
Right.
He's telling him, hey, won't you invite her to the retreat? So this is cool. The whole office is going on a business retreat, you know. And they're going to conduct some business, have seminars. Retreats are cool. I like them.
Yes.
And so, you know, he decides he's going to do it.
Right.
He sends the text, and it's a funny scene when the buddy jumps up and says, she says yes before he even sees it. It's like, dude, change your passwords. Right.
Exactly.
change your passwords, dude. So he's excited. He's taking her.
Right.
So smooth. We get to the plane.
Yes. This is great. Get to the plane and he's on board and all of a sudden,
well, he meets the guy next to him.
Oh, okay, yeah, he does meet the guy next to him. What did the guy next to him do?
He asked him for to smell his breath. I thought that was some weird stuff.
Yeah, he did do that. I forgot all about that. Yeah, you know, because he's nervous. He's meeting the girl of his dreams, and it wasn't the girl of his dreams that comes on the plane.
Oh my God, when she showed up on that plane's move, I couldn't believe it. And she shows up like a tornado, dude. Right. Yeah, just. Over the top.
Daffy Duck all day.
Yeah. Just woohoo.
I'm like, oh my goodness, man.
That's perfect.
Right.
That's perfect. You know, she shows up, she's walking all over, she's like talking to people. Right. She includes everybody in conversations. Like, she's the center of attention, dude. And what got me was she tells him, he's about to like be like, hold up, this is a mistake. And she says, I was standing on the bridge about to jump.
Right.
And he's like, ugh.
Yeah, I can't do it. Yeah.
I just gonna have to get through this because I don't want this chick to murder herself, you know. Right. So anyway, they're on a plane, dude. And you think they're just going to go to the place. No, but they have these extensive scenes on the plane. Mm-hmm. He goes to sleep.
Well, she gives him a dog tranquilizer.
Not before he tells him that he doesn't drink.
Right.
And... you know, she drinks and she takes both of the tequilas. They're in first class. She's happy as a lark.
Right.
And, like you said, the tranquilizer, he goes up. And when he wakes up,
oh, man.
Goodness gracious.
Man, she's beating him off, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's worse than that. She's vigorously, it's not even like a little soft caressy touch. Right, yeah. She's like, and then she, and then, if you can imagine the look that was just on my face, that's probably the look she had on, that was the look she had on her face. She was going to town on that sucker.
All teeth.
So smooth, they get at the hotel, and dude, my favorite scene in this lobby is not when he meets the ex-girlfriend, but when she goes at it street style with them little kids like they're in high school, goodness. Just cussing each other.
About the turtles or something? Yes. About the turtles, yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
Dude, who gets into a girl, damn near girl fight with some teenagers?
Right.
So anyway, man, he's going to a mixer.
Right.
He definitely wants to leave it there.
He told her, yeah, just stay there. Matter of fact, enjoy the roses.
She think it's cool.
Yeah, he's like, matter of fact, put a toaster in there. He's had some little comments.
He does the Dana David Spade yeah. sarcasm that he's famous for.
Right.
But one thing I did appreciate this role is that he wasn't the average David right. Spade that, you know, the Tommy Boy David
yes.
Spade
yeah.
that he does all the time.
Yeah, right.
It was really mild.
Yes.
So it was cool.
Right.
Because he gets on my nerves. I don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. With the yeah.
That I, role yeah. gets on my nerves.
Sarcastic. Oh, yeah. Just a prick.
It almost. Worked for Tommy Boy, but damn, every role after that was right. you. You know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he was mildly that character, but yeah,
he was
not more, really.
He was timid. He was a timid guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cautious.
He was scared of everything.
Yeah.
So he goes to the mixer, and dude, hands down, this mixer is the best scene in the whole goddamn movie, and half of it is a montage.
Right.
So they're talking about the boss is all excited because he wants to see Miss Marilyn.
He's right.
happy for Tim. Everybody happy. His best friend is, but he tells his best friend the wrong Missy showed up. Hits right. the name of the movie. He's like, dude, you got to get rid of her. And like, he told her about the bridge, and dude was like, dude, don't interfere with destiny.
Right. Yeah, he's like, you are a straight cold-hearted bastard. Right. Yeah, right.
He was like. Dude, don't interfere with destiny. Just let things happen. Right. Let them go their course. Right. That was hilarious. So anyway, dude, she shows up in that dress. That
glittery, like, what was that? Back
sequence, dude.
Sequence, backup singer dress.
Long sleeve shirt.
It was shiny.
Total backup singer dress.
It was, yeah.
And she's this whirlwind of chaos and right. confusion. But she's popular.
Oh, she moves the room. She is, yeah. She's a...
They don't even laugh at him that's his date. Next thing you know, she's doing shots with everybody. She's reading people's palms.
They didn't have time to laugh at her. She didn't give anybody time.
She was full throttle. Yeah. Y'all got to see this for yourself. We can't explain exactly. It was like a phenom that right. was happening. And dude, once she started dancing with the hula girls and giving him that look, I'm just like, oh, but I was... At first, I was going to be, I had secondhand embarrassment.
Right.
But it was so much of it, I couldn't even be embarrassed. I was like, she out of control.
She was down in drinks.
When she was backing that thing up, she had that crazed look on her face. Oh, my. Dude, listen, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all got to see this one for yourself. Y'all won't believe this tornado. The energy that this actress expels in this scene is phenomenal. She should be commended. It was believable. It wasn't just a bunch of stupid antics. It was damn, this chick is really putting out the energy. It reminded me of old school high energy people like Jack Tripper and stuff like that. How much energy they had, and their roles and stuff.
Yeah, she was in every circle. Like everybody wanted to talk to her, especially when she was doing the palm readings and the Barracuda even mentioned. You got you a firecracker.
Oh,
yeah. But she had so many drinks. She asked her how many drinks she had, and she counted like 10, but she actually was like, no.
One.
She was like, two. One. Yeah, had two. He's like, nah, you have more than that.
So after that nightmare happens,
oh, my goodness.
You know,
this is the funniest right here.
You know, she passes out. She runs out of juice and stuff.
No, she doesn't pass out. She's about to do a cliff dive.
Well, no, I'm talking about when you remember they did the split screen and she was by the pool and the drink drops just
in
the pool.
Oh, you're right.
And he comes like, Missy. And then next, he turns his back. And then you're right.
Yeah.
Now she's about to do a cliff dive. Holy shit, she jumped off that cliff.
She didn't. Yeah, she did. She did.
She fell. She stumbled off the cliff and hit every ledge all the way down.
Oh, this was the cartoon.
It was straight cartoon.
Cartoonish. This was straight Bugs Bunny.
I did not expect all the water to leave and have her fall flat in the sand.
And the Barracuda was like, yeah, how do you jump for the ocean and miss the whole ocean?
It was a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Oh, my
God. So anyway, man, she's not hurt at all.
No, man. Oh, my goodness. That was so
She's funny. Knocked out.
Right.
He takes her in the room, mm-hmm. and he tries to go to sleep, and he takes her dog pill.
Right.
And when he wakes up, dude, he had a dream that he was screwing his ex-girlfriend.
That was slapping the taste out of his face.
Oh, and he wakes up and she has that crazed look on his face just tearing his ass up.
Right.
And he ends up going with it, right? Because he's just like, I'm here now.
Yeah, right.
Dude, she would have had to get the hell off of me, smooth. That look on her face, smooth. She was like it was like a demon movie or something. She's like, ah! Oh, my God.
It reminded me of that the dogs that smile.
Oh, God.
You know, when they be photoshopping them.
Dude, it was scary, dude.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, she was.
So, but the next morning, he's not that bad. He's not that
right.
screwed up with it. You know, he tells his best friend, he was like, dude, tell me you didn't. He was like, no, I didn't. No way. Okay, I'm dead.
Yeah, right. And then he hung up on him.
Right. So, they're going on a boat today.
Oh, yeah.
So, he leaves her. He tries to sneak out. Man, he should have learned, you ain't never going to leave this girl.
Well, yeah, she had on her sleep apnea.
And woke up like a demon, you know.
Right, yeah. As soon as he closed the door, you just seen her eyes open like, oh, he's gone. Yeah.
Dude, so that's when we get our Rob Schneider character. And his name in the movie is, what,
Something. I don't
coordinate.
Yeah, he has no fingers.
He barely talks. It's not funny.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was kind of
his pointless. Whole role was pointless.
Yeah, I think Adam Sandler just threw him a bone.
He needed
a
job.
Like, this is my boy.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna put you in this.
Yeah, didn't need him at all.
Right.
So they're going shark hunting. So the boss is this big adventurer, and right. they want to go see the sharks. She comes running down the pier while the boat is taking off.
And they try
miss.
To, yeah, they try to cast the boat off.
Oh, they did.
They did.
She misses. Right. And they pause for so long, and she popped up like a monster movie off right. the side. Wet, nobody cares. And it's so funny because like people say they see this train wreck, and they come say some subtle stuff. And she, it's not like a movie where she, this is what I like about Missy. It's not like she's not aware. Right. I hate when people make fun of a person.
And it goes over their head, yeah.
Yes, and they don't know that they're the joke of the no. Yeah. You're not making fun of me. I'm making fun of y'all.
Right.
You know, that's her personality. She's totally aware of all your little jokes, and she be tearing her ass right back up, and she keeps moving. Don't nothing bother her. And that's, right. that's I think, is the endearing quality about Missy. Yeah. Nothing bothers her, man.
Right, yeah.
You're not hurting her feelings. You know, right. And she knows she off the hook and don't give a shit.
And she's certified in everything.
Dude, every time something's happened, back up, I'm a certified mechanic. back up, I'm a sex therapist. Right. Back up. You know, so the boss punks him into getting into the shark cage.
Right. And she basically tells him, yeah, get your ass in that cage. Quit being a little bitch.
But the girlfriend was trying to talk him out of it.
Well, yeah, she let us know that, he's claustrophobic. And, you know, she's showing that she has some feelings for him still.
So no sharks come.
Right.
Missy goes and chops up their lunch, which is a sea bass, it looks like.
Right.
And gets it knocked in her face.
Right.
I felt bad for her at that point because it was big tails and shit all in
it. It looked like so gross. Yeah, it was guts and everything. But the thing is, no chum throwing. You wasn't supposed to get the sharks.
Yeah, because he said it makes it go crazy.
Right.
So of course, she throws up over the cage, dude.
Oh, that shit was so gross. That was disgusting.
I could have did without that one.
Right.
You literally could have just did it over the side. So thanks a lot for that director for that. Something I don't need in my mind.
Right, and you just see the chunks just floating in the water in the cage, you know, and then all of a sudden it gets the shark.
Dude, I did not expect the shark to jump in the cage with him.
Man, that was funny. That was funny.
What was
funny though is these cats was dancing while the shark was attacking the cats.
They didn't give a shit.
They was dancing on the boat. They was doing their
line own dances and stuff, man. Yeah. So, you know, it's this big deal. The shark pops out of the top and goes about his business.
Right.
He beats the shit out of the boss. And I thought the boss was going to be mad at him about that, but he wasn't.
Right, right.
You know, pulls him up because he had gotten knocked out. And she saves his life with CPR.
She's like, back up, I'm certified.
Yes, first aid.
First aid.
So she saves his life, and that's it, man. You know, next thing you know, they're at the hotel, and she's talking to the neighbor, who ends up being Barbara, the boss's wife.
Right.
She's giving her all kind of advice and shit, you know. He has to go do practice.
For a talent show.
Right.
Oh, man.
So he goes and he does the practice. They look like seals. They do those jokes. That's funny. All that shit is funny, Dwayne. I dig it.
Yeah.
And she ends up spending the night with this lady who she didn't know was the boss's wife about some evil, power-hungry dude that she's married to.
Yeah, this rich dude. Oh, backstory about the wife. She used to bang Evander Holyfield, and Evander Holyfield calls them every so often to see how the wife is doing.
Yeah, they kept doing that. That wasn't funny to me.
It wasn't. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I was just like,
it was creepy. Mm, yeah, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
It was a little
y'all.
Added thing.
Y'all not funny. Move on. That's how I felt.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's end up ruining their marriage, right?
Right. She finds out. Well, he asked her. Well, dude, you didn't talk to the boss's wife, and you know, it's the boss's wife.
So he's in the pool, and I like the scene when she don't give a damn. She comes in, she's like, "Listen, I'm gonna talk anyway," you know, and he's like, he doesn't want her to talk, but she ends up talking.
Yeah. Well, funny thing about the boss though, just to back up, his assistant keeps giving him stuff, and the kid just keeps smacking his stuff out of his hand.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And he ends up finding out she's the one that did it.
Right.
You know, that ruined the marriage. And does he pass out at the side of the pool or something?
No, he didn't pass out. He tried to get away from her, and he fell.
Broke his neck.
Yeah, hilariously fell over the chair, like you said, and almost down there. Well, he broke his neck or whatever.
Came out of the socket.
Yeah, came out of the socket. Once again, back up.
Right. I can do this.
Yeah, I do this.
She straightened his neck out and then goes with him back to his room.
Right.
So, She falls out with Tim over this.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
And then that's when he starts talking to the real Missy. She texts.
Right.
And so he goes on to have a date of a text-a-thon while she spends her time trying to fix their marriage.
Right.
Next morning comes. I mean, the next day, he finds out that she's a hypnotist for real.
Right, yeah.
She hypnotizes this dude into loving him, saying that he reminds him of her grandmother.
Right.
And I don't know about that bit. It was,
with the nanny thing. Yeah. It was.
It kind of didn't land right for me. Right.
It was weird. But yeah, it was weird. But what made it up was that talent show. That talent show was
hilarious. So since we're going to the talent show, let me say, man, I liked the shadow thing.
It was kind of cool. Yeah. It was cool. Yeah. The silhouettes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I dug it, but I did not like the right staff. They were terrible.
They were terrible. But I mean, they were supposed to be terrible.
Only thing that was good about it was that Barracuda was pretty hot in that dress. Other than that, you know, it was like, this ain't. But the shadow thing worked. And then, you know, all of a sudden he loves Tim. The next day they're gonna have that. A luau, but they end up having some kiddie party because she
hypnotized him to be his inner child thing.
Right.
Yeah.
They got him dressed up like mermaids and shit. Right. I didn't mind that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was funny.
He gets the job because he loves him.
Right.
You know, because he's hypnotized.
But even though he's hypnotized, he still tells him, like, yo, old girl is more qualified than She's better than you. But since I'm hypnotized and I don't know it, you remind me of my grandmother and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to give you the job.
So, man, how does Missy end up finding out about the other lady?
Well, that's because...
Because now, he likes Missy now.
Yeah, yeah.
They screwing, they having fun. He's using her jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's using her jokes and he's opening up to her. Matter of fact, she even invited the ex to have a menage a trois that didn't work. You know what I'm saying? But anyway...
Yeah, they beat the shit out of the ex.
Yeah, they beat it,
accidentally.
Accidentally, didn't know that she was there.
It was funny.
But... After but Barracuda, when she finds
she
out
told
she
it.
Didn't get the job, she reveals, she's like, yeah, you're such a psychic, you don't even know
you're not supposed to be here.
And then, you know, of course,
the only thing that has been able to hurt her was his rejection.
Right.
And all the other stuff she got from other people it don't even come close. It's not even like you hit her with a right and she hits you with a left.
Right.
You hit her with a right, she really pretty much ignores your ass and does something else. At this point, she's crushed and she's leaving.
She left.
Yeah, she does leave.
She does leave.
The real Missy shows up.
Yeah.
And it's too late. He admits immediately after falling off the thing that I'm in love with this fool girl. I can't believe it, you know. So the trip is over with.
Mm-hmm.
He goes home and he's stalking her, texting her all, you know.
Of course she's like, stop texting me.
Yeah, she's done with him for real.
Yeah.
And he goes to his job and he quits. Because he uses the hypnotize, break the curse. Yeah, they have a little moment and the music goes up, then no music. It's cool, man.
Right, yeah.
You know. So he gets the girl, pretty much the end.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm gonna say, Dwayne, that I am happy that I saw this movie.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot. There is nothing like that runaway train that is that woman. I mean, I've never seen nobody expel that much energy in a character before that was just like, damn, she put her foot in it.
I can watch. This is something you can watch over.
Yeah.
I believe.
This is my second time watching it.
Yeah.
You know, for preparing for the show, I really thought, I found it very charming. I found it charming the first time, but very charming the second time around. So I go ahead and watch this one, y'all.
Right.
That's his move.
That's it. We did it.
We can't even got the damn thing. We got it done, man. So we got our show coming up this weekend. And we're going to keep hitting these lockdowns, like, you know, and we have the Big Daddy approaching with the quickness, man. The anniversary show, man.
Oh, word. 300.
300. You know, so anyway, bro, that's it, man. I'm the host, Fans of Patrol, with me.
SMOOVE, spell smooth, not Dwayne. Lockdown.
All right. So until next week, we will be
on Patrol.